The following program is a presentation of Short Track America.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Hi, welcome to another edition of the ASA Fast Lane this Wednesday. What is today's date, Terry Wall?
It is June 20th.
There you go. I'll tell you, time flies when you're having fun.
I'm on the ball today.
I can't believe it's June 20th, 2007. I mean, it seems just like yesterday we were getting ready to start the 2007 racing season. It's amazing. That's absolutely amazing.
It actually seems like yesterday when Connor started, almost 11 years ago.
It may seem like yesterday to you. Tell you what, man, we got two really, really cool race car drivers on today.
Right.
Both of them have been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason Boyd, who has been the Sunbelt late model, super late model series champion in Florida, Goodyear series champion. He raced in the old ASA. He raced for the Frankie Grill race team. As a matter of fact, he came into the old ASA after replacing Wayne Anderson, believe it or not.
Wow.
And he did that, and he was in the Rouse Gong show. He was one of the 12 finalists in 2005, so he's been around. We're going to talk to Jason. He can be an exciting guy on the track, too, let me tell you.
Okay, and we're going to have Corey Schultz, who is the advertising manager and director for Five Star Racing Bodies. He's going to be on tonight's show. And we're going to talk to Corey about bodies and templates and, you know, how strenuous that they're inspecting the bodies in the ASA. So we're going to talk to Corey about that and see what some of the things that they have to go through to make sure that the bodies are up to snuff.
And then we're going to talk to Tommy King, another one of those drivers from one of the hotbeds of stock car racing in America, Polk County, Florida. It's amazing how many people have come out of that one little area around. It's right around Lakeland, Florida.
Right.
There's a little speedway there called Auburndale Speedway. The little Auburndale racetrack, the little track that could, I guess they called it. But I mean, Sean Bass, Chris Fontaine, Wayne Morris. We were rattling these things. We rattled off about a dozen drivers last night. Now my mind just went blank. But among those is Tommy King. And when Tommy's not racing, and he'll race anything, he's one of those guys. They had an event, and we'll talk about this a little bit.
There's a couple NASCAR drivers that came from Auburndale, if you remember Joe Nemechek.
That's a fact.
And also David Rudiman.
It's amazing. That little area there is just absolutely amazing and fascinating how many people come out of it. But Tommy King is he'll race anything and he can win at anything, and we're gonna have him on. So
okay.
It should be pretty cool. And you know, this is the weekend. The Florida 100, New Smyrna Speedway, boy, it's gonna be bad. And tell you what, let's take a very quick break.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, why don't we forego the break?
Okay.
And you tell us a little bit, just give us a one-minute commercial on the fly for Five Star Bodies.
All right. Well, Five Star Bodies has been in business for years and years. They're out of Wisconsin, and they offer a realm of possibilities for your body for anything, modified, late models, super late models, and they are one of the body companies with their competitor, I won't mention that yet, that is involved with the ASA. And the ASA, as you know, Jack, has been growing and growing leaps and bounds since they started. And And Corey Schultz at Five Star is going to be on the show later. And I'll let him give you all the information, website, phone numbers, everything, to get a hold of Five Star to see what they have for you.
Okay. Let's go talk to Jason Boyd. Let's hook up. We'll hang on just a second here, and we'll be he'll be right with us. We went around. We scoured around the Sunshine State, and we found him getting his hands dirty underneath the race car. Jason Boyd, welcome to the ASA Fast Lane, Jack Smith and Terry Wall.
I appreciate having me, guys. How are y'all doing today?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. You know, we've been talking about you a lot for the last few days, actually about the last week, and this is kind of neat, man. How did it come to be that you're going to play some ASA racing here?
Well, you know, I work for Murphy Motorsports, Mike Murphy out of Claremont. I work for his for his daughter. She races pro trucks here in Florida, and you know, she's done really well. She won last weekend. She's won like three races at Newsom Runner. She's leading the points. She's only 16 years old. You know, she's doing a great job in the Advanced Auto Parts pro truck series.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's cool, especially, well, I won't get into that.
Yeah, so Terry, don't even go there today. Jason, we have to keep an eye on Terry, because anytime you bring up women in racing, he gets some kind of hair going, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
you know, and Mike owns a brand new ASA car, a Hal car, and he bought two of them from Michael P. Wright back about January. He ran one during Speed Week, while in a limited car at New Smyrna, and just so happened he was having this race, and he asked me if I wanted to drive it, and I said, sure. So, you know, soon I work here full time, and that's all I do is work on the cars here. So, you know, I mean, it's just a great opportunity to have somebody help you out, to be able to work for them and drive their car that's all, you know, A-plus equipment.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now, you've, you know, you haven't been racing a lot lately, but, you know, in the last 7 years, you've won a whole lot of things in Florida. You've won the Goodyear Challenge Series Late Model Championship, the Sunbelt Series Championship. You won some of those World Series of Asphalt Stock Car Racing championships over at New Smyrna. Tell us, just go back and like tell us a little bit about your background, and for people who don't know anything about Jason Boyd, give us a rundown.
Well, you know, I started racing cars back when I was like 15 years old, and my father built race car engines. I've been around racing forever. I used to go to racetracks with, you know, my uncles, Leroy Porter, Daniel Keene, Dick Anderson. I went to racetracks all my life, and, you know, I started running late models in 98. I ran at Volusia Speedway. I won the championship there, finished like eighth in regional points at NASCAR, that series, and then, you know, from there, it's just my father helped me. I had a lot of good people help me along the way. I won a Goodyear Challenge Series, and then fortunately, I got to drive for Dick Anderson, you know, one of the best here in Florida, which, you know, they're calling the team. You know, we drove his car, and we won the championship in the Sunbelt Series, which the Goldberg brothers helping us. You know, I've just been lucky and had good people behind me the whole time as I was coming up, and, you know, I just looking for some more opportunities after the season, you know.
Well, one of the things that we mentioned, me and Jack mentioned before we got you on the air, was the deal with Jack Roush. And you were in the final 12 of the, what they called the Gong Show, which doesn't exist anymore. But did that experience, Jason, help you get to the point where you might, or do you even want to move up further than what you're doing now and maybe possibly do some ARCA racing or bush racing or truck racing in the future?
Absolutely. You know, I still have pretty good contacts that I talk to every now and then. You know, always looking for, you know, any open opportunities. But I work full-time down here for Mike, and that's a good thing to be able to work, you know, just race full-time and learn stuff every day, be able to talk to people every day. And, you know, it's just really helped me out being able to work, you know, around getting paid to do what I love to do. And, you know, we're just plugging along and just still working at it, you know?
That's half the battle, getting paid what you love to do. Me and Jack are still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, well, some figure it out better than others. But, you know, Jason, when this series moves over to New Smyrna this weekend, I mean, a lot of the teams have went down there and tested and that, and some of the Florida guys have pretty much familiarity with the place, like Jeff Choquette and so on. But do you feel that you have any kind of advantage at that place because of how many races, not only that you've raced there, but won?
You know, I definitely have a little bit of advantage over people that's not from here in Florida, but as far as, you know, you got Jeff Choquette, Thomas King, you got, you know, a lot of guys here from Florida that's going to race that race. You got Chris Fontaine. I mean, these guys know this one of it. They're all good drivers. They're all capable of winning. So, you know, I don't feel like I have no better chance than anybody here in Florida. We're just, you know, going to plug along, and hopefully we... I haven't ran an NFL race all year long, so I don't know how, you know, how they run their program and how, you know, what's on and what's off, and, you know, I don't, really, not really familiar with these cars that don't have no motor. They're Choquette and, you know, Fontaine and these guys, they've been running it all year long, so, you know, I think I can get it done. We're just going to go there and hope for the best.
Yeah, so do you have any, you have some experience in the crate motors as far as practicing, right?
Well, I ran the car once last Saturday on Goodyear tires at New Smyrna, but that's the only time I've been there with that car. Mike has been driving it. He's run it there in the during 3 weeks. So I really haven't run too much of these motors, but I know that they get on the pit hard, and I ran the AFA back when it was, but, you know, the other AFA where you had tall cars, you had the fuel injection motors, and so it was a real momentum game. So I would imagine it's going to be like that here at this race here at this moment.
Now, I heard that your dad was building the motors. Is that correct, or did I get some misinformation?
No, as far as I'm aware, I don't think he's allowed to build that AFA motor. You know, they're all crate motors, but they have break-off bolts for the Chevrolets, and I think McGonagall's the gentleman that built the motor for the AFA.
Oh, okay. I got some misinformation.
Yeah, so let's take a walk back and down that memory lane. What was it like? You got a call from the Frankie Grill operation. Is that right? You replaced Wayne Anderson when you went ASA racing?
Yes, sir. You know, Frankie was a good friend of my Uncle Donatine and a friend of my father's, and they gave me a great opportunity to drive their cars, you know, the rest throughout the year. I'm not sure what happened there, but, you know, I was lucky enough to get a call, and I took the opportunity, and we ran fairly well throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah.
That must have been quite the earlier that you had a lot of different wins in Florida and even outside of Florida. Do you have one in your mind, Jason, that was more special than any of the others?
Well, you know, I don't have no particular one. I have one where I got there late at Lakeland, and you know, I won both the races back to back. I started up front the first one, won it, and had to start in the back the second one and won it too. That's quite a few years ago, but you know, I won all 9 nights of Speed Week. Me and one other person is the only people that ever do that, so you know, that's kind of special too. It's not that bad, just one race, you know.
Who was that other person?
Evans.
Who's the other person at Speed Weeks, you know?
Or Richie Evans.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I can gotcha. Yeah, okay.
Now, is there a chance, Jason, if you do well in this ASA race at New Smyrna, that you might run a bunch more than next year, maybe trying to run for the championship?
Well, you know, as of right now, we just have these cars, and we might go to Bristol. We might go there. We don't know exactly what's going on. You know, we're trying to put some stuff together for next year for Jeff to better run. So, we're just going to take it one race at a time. If we do good here, maybe if we get us the top 5, we might, you know, might want to go to the next one and try to get a little more experience with these ASA cars. That way, when Jessica takes over and she's going to run, you know, we're a little bit ahead of the game.
I know Jason Boyd won't settle for a top 5.
Well, we're going to bring it home in one piece, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
Win and do the best, but, you know, we're going to try to bring it home in one piece, and that might, hey, I might be happy with the top 5. You never know. You know, you have some nights like that sometimes.
I understand.
Well, I'll tell you, Jason, there was a lot of surprised people, you know, when, you know, the first Southern Division race, of course, was up at Bronson. I don't know how much you followed that, but, you know, the guys went from there, and the next race was up at Watermelon Capital, and all of a sudden they're scratching their heads up there. trying to figure out. They were people did some of the guys who finished in the top five at Bronson didn't even qualify at Watermelon Capital. They had to rely on a provisional. And it makes it tough, man. And we expect, I think we expect close to 40, if not more, cars at New Smyrna. So
anytime there's 30 to 40 cars at any kind of show, you know, it's tough, especially when that limit's 28, you know, it's tough to make it. Because you have teams here that are going to be here, and, like, you know, for instance, me, I get all week long to work on my car, on this car. That's all I do. That's my full-time job, is to work on these cars. Jeff Chiquette, that's his full-time job, to work on his cars. You know, you got people that do nothing but work on these race cars and go to the racetrack. So if you're not on your game when you get there, you know, it's a hard thing to do. You, for instance, you know, you got David Wilson. You know, he's got Dick Anderson for his computer. I mean, you know, that's awesome. That's a great thing. You know, Dick works on that car all week long. So you have to go to these kind of races prepared and ready 100%. You can't go there behind the eight ball, or, you know, you're going to have problems from the get go.
You know, that's a scary thought too, man, because not only does David Wilson have Dick Anderson as his crew chief, he's got Junior Purcell there as his assistant.
Right, yeah.
That team's loaded.
Definitely got some information.
You got that right.
Yeah, when I lived in the Midwest and I got the racing papers, all I seen is Dick Anderson won this, Dick Anderson won that. And I wanted to know who his PR guy was, you know? Because he was in the paper all the time, but he was winning all the time. And when David Wilson has all that knowledge behind him, if he's any kind of driver at all, he's going to be up front all the time.
Yeah. Absolutely, Dick Anderson. He's one hell of a racer. I'll put it to you that way. He's a racer. You know, you got people that come here and, you know, just want to go and have fun, but Dick Anderson's a racer. He lives it, breathes it, eats it, you know. And that's what he does. That's all he's ever done, and he's awesome what he does.
And looking,
doing them a long time, too.
Yeah, looking back on that year, it was a year or was it 2 years that you worked with Dick?
I worked with Dick for a year.
Yeah. So
I learned 5 years of information in 1 year. Yeah. I learned how to be a better race car driver, a better racer, you know, knowledge and internal. You know, he always taught me. He used to preach. He told me a story one time. You know, he was rushing, getting ready. He went ahead and went to the racetrack. He had a flat tire on the way. Before they officially got there, it was late. You know, it was going bad from the get-go. He said, went to race, went out there, run the first heat race, did pretty good, went to race, and totaled his race car. He said, that's when you know you can't be there late. That's what, you know, keep on.
Yeah.
Anytime you're there struggling behind, you're going to struggle all night.
Yeah, you know, I was doing some research last week after, you know, we knew that we wanted to have you on our show, and you know, I hadn't talked to you in a while, and I went into Karnak, into the Florida section, Florida racing section, and did a little search on Jason Boyd, and started looking, reading some of them stories from like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and man, you were on a roll there for a minute. I'm telling you, it was amazing. It really, really was amazing.
You know, I mean, there for a while, we was running a lot of races. We was doing good there in the, you know, Goodyear Challenge Star, and then I went to run Big Star, and I think we finished in top five just about every race after, like, two races all year long, you know. The year I ran the Goodyear Challenge race, and we either won them or wrecked. And I think I won six races, finished in the top five twice, and wrecked in three. That kind of made that year, you know.
Yeah.
So I had some, but I've had a lot of good people behind me too the whole time. You know, my father built a race car engine. You know, I had Hal behind me. They, you know, helped me out as much as they can on their chassis. And yeah, I just had a lot of great people. I had a lot of knowledge behind me. We were a quarter. You know, I just have a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, that's a lot of knowledge. There's no doubt. And I didn't know until you just said it a few minutes ago. I never knew that Daniel Keene. You said he's your uncle.
Yep.
Did I get that? I didn't know that. Yep. That's a new one. That's cool. Yes, you've definitely had a lot of good people have been associated with. And, man, you must have learned, especially, like, between the deal with Dick Anderson and then doing the Gong Show and being successful at it, man, you must know, you know as well as anybody how hard it really is with talent to get to the Big Ten.
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you don't have a whole bunch of money or something to throw at it, it's hard. You know, I don't have a whole bunch of money. I've just been working at it and just keep playing. You know, I'm just, right now I'm doing good. I got a truck that I work on that wins all the time. We set, the girl's never been to Lakeland before, you know, in her life, and she set that time by 2 tenths, you know. So as long as I keep plugging on doing what I'm doing, you know, I'm sure something's going to happen here. It's good. But.
Yeah. We're going to have to get with her because, you know, I noticed the other day I was looking at some reports, and she won, I think she won recently over New Smyrna. I think that's where
she won this past weekend, yeah.
Yeah, and she's leading the points in the that truck series, the advanced
auto. And I think in the advanced auto part, she's in the pro truck series, the traveling series, I think she's in the top five.
Right, exactly. And that's pretty tough stuff, man.
We're going to Orlando on Friday night with the truck. Hopefully, you know, we can get us the top five. She does well, you know. She's just got to learn a little bit of patience, that's all.
Isn't it amazing? We were talking about that recently, too. Isn't it amazing, people, how many race car drivers over the last 5 years have come out of the trucks, racing trucks, whether it was the fast trucks or the fast car advanced auto parts trucks, or what, you know what I mean? It's just, there's so many good drivers that have come out of the trucks. It's amazing.
Yeah, you know, I think she's going to be all right. I've seen a lot of people, you know, Tony King, he used to run them trucks. He ran good. Now I understand he's got him as far he's going to run at New Smyrna. So, you know, yeah, you got people, you know, trying to buy these cars up so they can go, because they don't feel that it's much different from a truck that, you know, one of them at home.
Right. Well, you know, speaking down to brass tacks about the actual driving of these cars, one of the things that we heard from a lot of the veterans prior to the race up at Watermelon Capital, like Wayne Morris and some of the other guys that have been around a long time, they were concerned that some of the young guys, because these cars don't have a whole lot of gas going down the straights, like, say, super late models, that they would tend to drive them into the corners too hard and cause a lot of wrecks and stuff like that. Have you had enough experience with them to know what that's about?
Yeah, not really. Like I said, I've never raced one of these cars yet. I haven't had a chance to run with them. I've understood that there's been a lot of, you know, they've had quite a few accidents at the last couple. I don't know. I haven't been there. I've never seen it for myself, you know. But I do know that even when you look at the thing, they all have R's behind, whether it's just because this is the first year they're running the series or the first year they started racing, you know. Because they all put an R by my name, so. Maybe because you've never run the series before.
Well, that's right.
That's why you're a rookie.
Oh, yeah. Wayne Morris, the old man of the whole deal,
yeah,
Wayne Morris.
He's a rookie.
He's a rookie.
Yeah, man, he's been around quite a while, let me say. Old big dog, he knows how to get his son out there.
I'm telling you.
I want to bring up probably a touchy issue, Jason. It's the motors. Now, the ASA deal is a crate motor, and I know your dad builds motors for many race car drivers. What do you feel personally about the crate motor program? To give you my opinion, I love the crate motor program because of the cost. And so in your position, your dad being a motor builder, what do you think of the crate motor program?
So these crate motors are fine. Now, I don't know about, I think you should have to buy them all from the, you know, one place. Not like McGonagall, I don't know, you know, how many, if he's ever made a motor better for some, you know what I'm saying? If
right, right,
them,
right.
He has that opportunity to do it, whereas if you buy one of these Chevrolets, you don't have the opportunity. They have breakout bolts, and, you know, they're pretty much what they are.
Now, right.
You know, as far as the crate motors are fine, but the spec motors that they run here in Florida, I don't, you know, that's a totally different subject there, because they're not a crate motor, they're a spec motor. Three people can build them. I think anybody should be able to build them, and you use them parts.
Mm-hmm.
You have to use them parts, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just something that they do here in Florida, and I think this ASA series, it seems to be doing pretty good. You're getting 40 cars in every race, so I wouldn't change too much.
You got that right.
Exactly,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, they not only As a matter of fact, I was we were joking about it. You know, it's like not only are the cars pretty much all the same, but man, they tech the heck out of them. I mean, you spend a lot of time in tech with the ASA. It's
I haven't been to many of the shows, but I have heard that they're pretty stiff. I can, yeah. I know I've got everything good legendary. Got all my decals where they should be, so we should be pretty good to go through tech and you know, whatever they're gonna do for first time people. I'm sure it's a little bit lengthy, so
we'll
be ready and hopefully we can be there, you know, on time.
All right.
In fact, we're gonna have Corey Schultz on from Five Star Bodies after you. And we're going to ask him that very thing of what he has done to make sure that his bodies go through tech.
Yeah, that's should be interesting. Well, I tell you what, Jason, man, I know you got a lot of work to do, and we're going to talk to the guy from Five Star, and then we're also going to talk to Tommy King that you mentioned earlier. We're going to talk to him on this show. So I'll tell you what, we'll see you.
Can we just make the whole show with Jason?
Yeah. we'll see you definitely Saturday morning at New Smyrna, man. It should be a great, great day.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on the show, and you know, I hope we get a ton of cars here at this ASA race at New Smyrna. Like all the people come out, I'm sure it's going to be a good race. It's going to have, you know, like 40 cars that, you know, pre-entered. So I'm sure it's gonna be one of the better ones here in Florida.
No doubt, man. And we'll see you there, and I wish you the best of luck, guys. It's good talking with you.
Well, I appreciate it. Y'all have a good day.
All right,
good luck,
man.
Jason.
Thank you, sir.
Bye now.
All right, Terry. There it is.
Wow,
Jason Boyd. And you know, he could spend a long time with Jason because for a young man, he's got a, you know, like he said, he you know, he learned 5 years worth of stuff working with Dickie Anderson during
right.
that 1 year.
He has a ton of experience to be a young man.
Oh,
I have to ask him how old he was.
Yeah, well, I forget. I know, and I'll probably remember before we're done with this show. but, I mean, I've interviewed Jason many, many times, and during that string of two or three years there, we interviewed him many times and did many articles and so forth on him because he was... every time you turned around, he was, you know, and once in a while get into a little controversy. But, you know, hey, that's what makes the fans want to come out and see this stuff a lot
of
times.
If you're not a good race driver, then there wouldn't be any controversy.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's exactly right. So let's take a quick break, and I guess we're going to come back with Corey?
Corey Schultz.
All right. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes. Today we salute you, Mr. Pickled Pig's Feet Eater.
Mr. Pickled Pig's Feet Eater.
Ignoring all you know about pigs and where they live and what they step in, you look at their pickled paws and say, yummy.
Look and taste it.
Craving only the most daring meal, you pass up the cow tongue, skate by the head cheese, dismiss the Rocky Mountain oysters. But a pig's foot soaked in pickle juice, now that's good eating.
Say me a big one.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Pickled Pig's Feet Eater, because it takes guts to eat those feet.
Thank you, Mr. Pickled Pig's Feet Eater.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction Race Team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the interview with Jason Boyd. Now we have a young gentleman. I think he's young. I know his dad, but... from Five Star Racing Body, Corey Schultz. Welcome to the show, Corey.
Thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. Getting ready for a big race at New Smyrna this weekend.
Yeah, you'll probably get some orders on Monday, Corey.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, Corey, to give the people on the radio some background, tell us your title, how long Five Star has been in business, and where you're located.
Well, I am the marketing person here at Five Star right now, and sales. I'm actively involved in going to racetracks and keep up to date with the series, and I do advertising, that sort of thing. I've been with the company here about 8 years personally. Company has been around since 1979, so this would be our 27th or 28th year, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, and I know the reason we have you on the show, and also I want to make an announcement that you're now a proud sponsor of the ASA Fastlane, you make racing bodies for all aspects of racing. I know you do modified, you do late models, super late models. And tell us a little bit more about what else you do besides the late models and the modified.
Well, the late models is our prime business. Majority of our sales and majority of what we sell. But also what we do is we do a lot of contract business as well.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, we do the NASCAR fascias front and rear for the Nextel Cup, Busch, and Truck Series.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, we do that for the GM cars, for the Dodges,
uh-huh.
and Toyotas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's very good business for us. It's tough. We've got some competitors, and in every job we do, we have to bid for, but so far it's been very successful for us.
Right. Yeah, I used to work for one of your competitors. I hate to mention it, but ARP. We won't go into that at this interview, Corey. We're down the road after everything goes through, we'll talk about that. But anyway, you supply a lot of bodies for the ASA drivers, and that's what this show's all about, the ASA Fastlane. One of the things that me and Jack talked about when we were prepping for your interview is that the inspection in the ASA is really, really stringent.
Rigorous.
For bodies and everything. And I was wondering, did you have to do anything different to comply with the ASA template?
Oh, that's a good question. No, we didn't do anything different to comply with the ASA template. What they use is the ABC body, which is approved body configuration with
mm-hmm.
the national standard for late model short track bodies.
Okay.
There is a committee. Ron Barney is currently on that committee,
mm-hmm.
along with RJ Scott, which is the chairman, ourselves, ARP bodies, and a few other people.
RJ's with the CRA series?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
Correct. And he is the chairman of the committee. But what we do is we publish a rule book, and traction series, we encourage the traction series to abide by those rules. ASA late model series is very strong with these rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Jack's been, you've been to an ASA race, right, Jack?
Well, I've been to the first two Southern Division races. We'll probably make the most of them. There's a couple I don't think we're going to be able to fit in. But
one of the things Jack had mentioned when he was watching Tech is that he'd never seen, even from the Hooters Pro Cup, which is very stringent, never seen a tight tech situation like they do in ASA.
Yeah. We've been working with Russ Chapman, the new head tech person,
uh-huh.
Working tightly with him. And the reason why they're tech and body so much is this. With the crate late model motor, like what they run, and the rules that they run on spec components in the race car,
mm-hmm.
makes aerodynamics even more crucial than ever.
Right.
You know, these cars are so even with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you can do with the aerodynamics would really adversely affect the way the car's handling and the performance on the racetrack.
Right.
Well, they try to keep the bodies in line and keep them all even to one another and make it all equal, hopefully that no one has the advantage over another person.
Right. Is it a common template, Corey, for your bodies and other manufacturer bodies?
Yes, it would be the ABC template. Is it a common template?
Uh-huh.
You know, that's an interesting thing. Like, the cars at the beginning of the race, they all start out equal in terms of different guys have different setups, obviously, and like that. The tires are supposedly equal. Like, a guy goes out and he, especially on these short tracks, sometimes doesn't it get a little bit of an advantage if you get your car start to get, if say you tear up the nose a little bit or you get a little damage on the right front, does sometimes that affect the car in a positive way?
Well, I think it can go both ways. It can go positive or negative.
Yeah.
That's just the way racing goes, I guess. I mean, they are crash panels, and they are going to get beat up and bent around. But, you know, it just depends on how you get hit. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Most of the time, I think most guys would rather not have any damage.
Well, obviously. I just happened to think of that. You know, I remember a couple of cases where I saw that all of a sudden after the guy had his front end bent in a little bit, now his car handled good in the turns, and he was actually much faster, you know. But
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
You push the nose in right there, that could be a big advantage sometimes.
Yeah. But you guys, I mean, you got to be excited about this ASA series with all the cars and the excitement being generated about it, the number of drivers coming to the series. It's got to be exciting.
Yes, it's very exciting. Being in the industry, we want to keep fresh blood coming in. We want to make it easy for new racers to come in to racing, purchase what they need, and then go out racing. The ASA Late Model Series has made it easy. You can pretty much purchase a whole car out of a catalog. I think myself, going racing, if I were to do this, I think going that approach would be much easier than going out to find a super late model motor, finding an engine builder, spending the money. Everything about it is simple. It's a professional series. It's got good sponsors. It's well run. I think it's a great program, and we've invested a lot with our contingency sponsors with the series and a lot with the drivers. We've spent a lot of time at the track. It's very good. We are very encouraged by the series.
Yeah, I tell you, Corey, I've talked to just in the last several weeks, you know, because we cover every fly under every rock down here in Florida through Karnak.com, but I've talked to probably 10, maybe 12 drivers that are racing some local series or traveling series in Florida this year, most of them very young, that are going to the ASA next year. So there's going to be at least another dozen new ones that we know of already. So it's not going to stop.
That's just in Florida.
That's just down here. So
yeah,
it's
to tell you a real quick story, I was introduced to your dad when I was working for ARP, and there was a series, ARCO. Are you familiar with the ARCO series?
Yes, I am.
And I was working for ARP, and I got him, John McCarns, to try out the ARP bodies. And the very first race we had in Wisconsin, your dad, his partner, you had a contingency there checking out our bodies. And your dad didn't like me very well at that time, and for obvious reasons. But your dad has done a tremendous job in building this company to the point where it is. And the fact that you are involved with the Nextel Cup now is, I didn't know that, and that's just amazing.
That is that's very cool.
Proud of that fact.
That's very cool.
Well, yeah, it was my dad and then his partner, Fran Preste. They spent a lot of time, put a lot of effort into the business, and I think a lot of the dividends are paying off now. We've gained a good reputation out there, and it's helping us get into new markets. You know, now we're into NHRA drag racing, making bodies for them, and what the future brings us.
That's very cool. Where do you see the? What are some of the trends that you know? Some of it, I'm sure, maybe you can't talk about, but if you can, I would like you to. What do you see the future of this whole deal with stock car racing down the next 5 years?
That's another good question. I've been across the country this year, been to a lot of racetracks and visited a lot of our distributors and dealers. And racing, short track racing, late models, isn't great right now. It's not like dirt late models out there. It's a little stale, and it needs a little jump start. To be honest with you, I really think series like ASA late model series with their crate late model engine and stuff like that will help. I think our ABC body program, standardizing the bodies nationwide, will help. And one other interesting thing that I didn't notice is one track in particular I visited this spring was Irwindale Speedway out in California.
Oh, yeah.
I think they did a lot of things right and a lot of tracks. They do well, do a very good job, and it's definitely easier to say, easier said than done, but they've got a beautiful facility. They went out, they got corporate sponsors. I think they had a big display of Toyota vehicles on display in front of the grandstands. Full car count, beautiful looking cars, and guess what? Full grandstand.
Yes.
I mean, the place was just packed. No big names there, just it was a Saturday night show, and it was packed.
Yeah.
I think that we need tracks going out there and getting a nice facility going to get the sponsors, generate some interest. You know, the cars, hopefully these cars can, you know, if these tracks have good people, crowds in the stands, that we'll get good car counts in the pits. But I think a lot of work's going to have to get done to get to that point nationwide, but it's definitely encouraging to see such a thing.
Yeah, I think I absolutely agree. And, you know, Irwindale, they've been kind of one of the better tracks at the media and promotion, you know, in the last several years. They've been one of the very best in the country as far as the professionalism and the volume of promotion and media that they do. And I tell you, here in Florida, you know, we're going to have on another show that we do on Thursday night, Inside Florida Racing, we're going to have feature general manager from New Smyrna Speedway, Terry Roberts, this Thursday, tomorrow night. And we're going to spend some time with him because I'll tell you, he has done an incredible amount. I mean, there's a long way to go, but they have done an incredible job at New Smyrna Speedway in the last several years of moving forward with improving the facility. And Terry has just, I mean, he's really got the thing going with the corporate sponsors and bringing a lot more professionalism to the whole deal. And I absolutely agree with you. I think the more that the promoters can focus, I think those are going to be the promoters that survive.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. They have to work hard, and but they're carrying this whole industry in their hands.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully there's good people out there that can get this thing sparked up, you know, go out there and get some business for the track. I think there's a lot of potential. And I haven't been to New Smyrna in a few years, but I've heard great things as well.
Yeah, there's been a lot of improvements made to the facility, and you know, it brought a lot of corporate sponsors, Bright House Networks, and Disney, and of course, Advance Auto Parts is involved with some of the programs there. But yeah, it should be a great race over there. Will you be there, or somebody from Five Star be there?
No, I don't. I won't be there, and I don't think we'll have anybody down there. But I know that we will have people down there in some future AFA Mile race. I think the next one we'll have someone that is Birmingham.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, I think you should plan to go to Bristol too, Corey.
Oh, I'm telling you what, I would love to go to that race. That is going to be.
You can just stand at the pits and with your order pad and start signing up orders for new bodies.
Oh man, I tell you. Kind of like, you know, I get a lot of comments like that, being in the body industry, and you kind of got to take a modest approach to it. These guys are wrecking. You do sell an extra nose or fender or something like that, but it's the suspension parts that are bending up the expensive stuff. And I tell you what, you want these guys to be good customers for 20, 30 years. You don't want them to go, you know, go all out in the first 2 or 3 years and go broke, you know. So.
Oh, yeah, I understand
that. You need these guys to be around, you know.
Well, you know, Corey, it's just it's the nature of the beast, you know, the media. I mean, unfortunately, whether we like it or not, good cautions sell newspapers, you know.
That's right.
That's just the nature of the beast.
Well, I want to, if I can, Corey, if I ever get to Wisconsin, I would like to come by and visit you and give me a tour of the place, and that way we can better report your situation there if I come and take a tour. So if I ever get to Wisconsin, I'll give you a holler.
You bet. We're out in the middle of some corn country here, but we've got a very nice place here and some pretty neat manufacturing processes. I think you'd be pretty impressed.
Well, it's great, man. Welcome aboard to our deal here with the ASA Fastlane, and we'll do our darndest to do a good job for you and get the word out about Five Star Racing Bodies.
Well, good. I really appreciate that, guys.
Yeah, cool.
All right.
All
Thanks, right. Corey, and we'll be in touch. We'd like to have you on again down the road.
You bet. I'd love to.
All right,
okay,
man.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Terry.
Corey Schultz.
Corey, there you go. Corey Schultz from Five Star Racing Bodies at
right.
the forefront of late models and even NHRA drag racing and NASCAR.
Yep.
Wow. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Yep.
All right,
so it's time to take a break. One more break, and we're coming back with the King, Tommy
right.
King.
Looking forward to it.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Pickled Pig's Feet Eater.
Mr. Pickled Pig's Feet Eater.
Ignoring all you know about pigs and where they live and what they step in, you look at their pickled paws and say, yummy.
Look and taste it.
Craving only the most daring meal, you pass up the cow tongue, skate by the head cheese, dismiss the Rocky Mountain oysters.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
But a pig's foot soaked in pickle juice, now that's good eating.
Say, Bill Pickle.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Pickled Pig's Feet Eater, because it takes guts to eat those feet.
Thank you, Mr. Pickled Pig's Feet Eater.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction Race Team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
All right, we're back, and again, we'd like to welcome to the ASA Fast Lane the Five Star Racing Bodies, who joins Evergreen. How about that?
I knew a song once named Evergreen by Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, Evergreen's a serious deal, man. If you need development work done, if you have a project that you need land clearing to prepare a land for development,
mm-hmm.
they got it. They're the guys to call, Evergreen Development and Construction. I'll tell you, you know, they have, I checked with Matt Prier from the ASA Late Model Series yesterday.
Right.
They had 32 cars pre-entered
mm-hmm.
for New Smyrna for the Florida 100.
Right.
And he knew of probably around 10, I think he said, that he was pretty sure that we're going to be there. And I no doubt that there was a couple more. I still am saying, it's funny, too. You know, some of the people on the Florida Racing Message Board were like, you could tell that they were thinking, well, there might be 30 cars there. These guys just don't understand. They haven't quite caught up to the ASA.
They listen to the ASA?
I'm telling you, they haven't quite caught up to the fact that this is America's premier short track series. And I'll tell you, I'm so excited to cast 10. We have an army, practically an army of people who are going to be, because, of course, you know, be at New Smyrna recording everything that goes on about this, because
right.
Bill Green would be assisting Matt Prier in the live broadcast through RealRacingUSA.com for those people up in the areas far away from New Smyrna who just can't get away to get there. They'll be able to keep up with all the action on, you know, as Matt Prier calls the races live, and with the, I assure you, able assistance of Bill Green, because Bill probably knows more about these drivers than they know about themselves, and that's actually more truth than maybe there should be. But you know, not only that, but you know, we have several photographers are going to be there. Rick Warren will be there. He's one of the best photographers in the state of Florida. And also, I'm sure I haven't talked to my friend Jim Jones, but I'm sure he will be there. And those are two of the top guys in. Hopefully, Buddy, our friend Buddy from Late Model Digest will be there. Buddy Brian, he's been doing this like Jim Jones forever. So we got a ton of photographers going to be there.
Right.
And we have several reporters, probably four or five people from Karnak who'll be covering different angles of this whole racing deal. So it's very exciting.
Well, I'll be listening on Real Racing USA because I won't be able to make it this Saturday.
Yeah.
So I'll be listening to on Real Racing USA. Step for Karnak is video.
Well, you know, we were having that conversation. It's come up, but you know what? Sometimes radio is better than video. And
You know, I agree with you.
You know, there's no doubt, and especially when you figure in cost factors and production factors.
Oh yeah,
it's a whole different ball. But I'll tell you what, let's get off of that, and we're going to talk to Tommy King. He's another guy who spends his time working on race cars and making other people go fast. And let's see if we can hook him up here.
All right,
as promised, we have Tommy King with us on the line. Welcome, Tommy. You and Terry know each other a little bit?
I'm not sure if we do or not. Well, wasn't there, by the way, welcome back from our break, everybody. But anyway, around when I was PRing for BJ McLeod, when he was 13, 14 years old, I was doing his PR work. Wasn't there a Tommy King or a King that was racing in the late model division? I believe his number was 23.
Nope, that would be my uncle, David King.
David, okay, yeah.
Then there was Eddie King.
That's my dad.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, well, cool.
We've been talking, we were talking about this on our show we did yesterday, the Real Racing USA Live Show. It is absolutely amazing how many race car drivers, a good race car drivers, accomplished race car drivers, come out of Central Florida, especially around Polk County.
Oh, yeah, everybody knows where Polk County is. There's not much going on, so tinkering on race cars and making them faster, that's about all there is.
Yeah, and it's really come, I mean, I didn't really become aware of how in-depth that was until this whole ASA thing got started and we started looking. I mean, it's, you know, then you start digging around and there's, it goes back to, like Terry had pointed out, the Nemechek's and, you know,
Rudiment.
A whole bunch of people. But, so, are you all ready for New Smyrna Speedway?
We're almost ready. We haven't went over there and tested like a lot of the teams have, but the track's supposed to be just the same shape. It's just a lot smoother and a lot faster, so
yeah.
I've gotten around there pretty good in the past when it was rough and there was potholes, so I think we'll do well.
No, you're not talking about New Smyrna, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not familiar with you. I know David, and I know your dad, but give me a little background in the audience and the people listening to us now, a little background about your history.
Well, Eddie King's my dad, and probably the reason a lot of people don't know who I am is because I took about a six-year hiatus and went off to the military and done that, and then came back, and some people didn't even know my dad had another son. But I've been racing since I was 14 years old, except for the hiatus, and came back, started racing late model. Been doing the trucks predominantly because they're crate motor and affordable. And here recently hooked up with Casey Caudill and his dad Kelly, and that's where this opportunity to drive the ASA series came from. We're grooming Casey to fill the seat next year.
Well, so you're a little bit used to the crate motor then. You know the torque range and all the things that you can do and you can't do and with that motor.
Well, I as far as tinkering with them, I'm not really a motor guy. My dad, that's more his line of, you know, tinkering.
Uh-huh.
I'm more of a chassis type person, spring,
mm-hmm.
some wedge, that kind of stuff. The crate motor is a beautiful thing. It's got the motor cost. I mean, engine builders don't like it. Well, some of them do because they get to cheat them up, but it's
right.
It's the way to go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think the ones that cheat them up won't be in the ASA series. They'll be in different series, but I think ASA is really on the ball with their tech and everything they have to do to keep things equal.
Yeah, that's from what I've seen. I mean, they're strict. A lot of people complain about the bodies and the rule enforcement in ASA, but I've been looking for that, something like that, since I've been racing, because you know, there's a rule book, and the problem with most racetracks and the reason they fall by the wayside is they don't go by that rule book, or
exactly.
And by the way,
get treated differently. But ASA, I mean, pretty much they don't call a ball a strike, and I like that.
And by the way, Terry, in case you didn't figure it out yet, Tommy King usually tells it like it is.
Oh yeah,
and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not. I'm told that's what's held me back all this time.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, you won the Fast Truck Championship a few years ago, which was no small feat at that time that you won it. It was extremely competitive when you won it. Tell us about that.
I was racing super late models on a shoestring budget and getting frustrated. I mean, we had some top five runs and stuff, but I wanted to win, and we didn't have the resources to win races, so we went truck racing. They ran a lot of companion events with us, and they had like 40-something trucks. I decided that's where I wanted to be. They had the crate motor option. We did that, and we were successful with it. Like that year, we were 23 top fives and won two races only. But like you said, it was extremely competitive, and that was just one of those years where everything went right, and probably one of the highlights of my career.
That's cool. I tell you another one that. I don't know how you feel about it, but I think it's pretty amazing. Last year, Ocala Speedway, which is near Gainesville, Florida, started a tradition, I hope, which is the 12 Hours of Ocala, which is a 12-hour race. It's how many laps around Ocala with a transponder. Everything's pretty cool. And you came in second. 12
yeah,
hours, man.
Actually, we were third.
Oh, third. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
But I'll tell you, that's right up there, you know, that's the most fun I've had in a race car. You know, there wasn't all the points or a lot of the drama that goes along with it. It was you and your race car, 12 hours, who crosses the line, you know, at the time limit. And it was awesome. I had a couple guys driving with me that work with me up here at the racing school. And we had an awesome time. And I believe they're scheduled that again this year. I thought it conflicted with the ASA race, but I talked to Ocala, and they said that they might consider moving the date. I hope they do, because we want to go back with Casey and stay up all night and have a good time.
Well, you know, they have last year, just for those who don't know, it was run from 12 o'clock at night until 12 o'clock noon the next day under the lights, and as a matter of fact, Real Racing USA broadcast that thing live over the internet. Bill Green stayed up all night and broadcast the thing, and then I went up there about 10 o'clock in the morning and joined him. And he's never going to let me live that one down that I wasn't there all night with him. But you know what? Mike has said that this year it's a daytime deal from early in the morning until like 8 o'clock at night, and then they're going to have a big party in the infield afterwards. And I think it's a great thing.
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, but. Yeah, that had to have been a lot of that had to have been a lot of fun, because that was really an endurance race in a stock car.
Oh yeah, I had Charlie horses after that race like you wouldn't believe. I didn't know if I was gonna make it home. I drove 8 of the 12. I tried sitting out a little bit, and it was my equipment, and I just hated sitting on the sidelines. So I'd climb back in there, call them in if they blow a tire or whatever, and I'd climb back in there.
What kind of race cars were they? Late model?
Anything.
Run what you brung. We passed the minivan several times, but there was a full-blown professional figure eight car out there with a wing and everything, and mini stocks, and it was an awesome event.
Yeah, the guys who came in second were dirt racers from Tennessee, and they had come down, never raced on asphalt in their life, and they came in second, and I think they had a little, like, four-cylinder-looking kind of car.
Yeah, the exhaust came out the side window of that car. I thought that was cool. I used that for inspiration on my truck, and then they made me take it off, but I thought it was cool to see the flame coming out the top like that.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. But now you've had two ASA races this year under your belt. You raced it did you raced up at Watermelon, right?
Yes sir.
Yeah,
I was there.
Yeah. And I got a short memory, man. And so what do you think so far? What do you see?
What I see so far is a very competitive field. The fields are very tight. I mean, speed sheets, if you look at them, I mean, everybody's within a tenth and a half, two tenths in some cases. But it's a real tight field, very competitive. I've been leaving a little bit on the table qualifying. We didn't mock qualify with new tires up there at Cordell, hurt us a little bit. Bad draw at Boston. So both those races we started kind of toward the back. But I believe we had one of the fastest cars by the end of the race. We're real good on long runs.
Yeah. Now, New Smyrna, unlike, you know, much more like I'm sure it was up at Watermelon Capital, there'd be opportunities you could pass at New Smyrna Speedway.
Oh, yeah. You can definitely pass at New Smyrna. And I'm looking forward to that. I passed a bunch of cars those first two ASA races. I sent to the rear at Bronson, came all the way back to 10th, got drugged to the rear by another car, and didn't want to put the guy three wide up there at Cordell, and got drugged to the back of the pack and just had to start my race from back there and worked our way up to 10th. Really hard to pass at those racetracks, both of them very tricky. I'm looking forward to New Smyrna. Just hope we can keep up down the straightaways. Hopefully we're handling good down the straightaways.
Yeah.
That's the key, isn't it, Tommy? If you're handling good down the straightaways, everything else just falls in place.
Yeah, New Smyrna is not really a handling racetrack. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot to get one dialed in there. Same with Lakeland. If you get it close, you got something that'll pull you down the straightaway, it's going to be quick. And if anybody out there is fudging, it'll probably show this coming weekend.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it'll also show first time somebody tries to squeeze in three wide going into turn one, too.
Oh, yeah, hopefully we're all smarter than that.
Yeah, it's like...
Now, you know, Tommy, there are some smart race car drivers, and there's not so smart race car drivers.
But, yeah, well, you have the young, like Wayne Morris is fond of saying, there's a lot of youngsters out there, you know. And, you got to keep an eye on the kids.
Are you looking forward to going to Bristol too?
We're planning on the Bristol trip. I'm wearing it out on the internet. I'm racing, getting as many laps as I can on the internet there, and looking forward to it.
So you're a big online racer?
Yeah, I like I do a lot of the EA, just the PlayStation stuff.
Yeah.
And we also got the NASCAR 2003 with the force feedback steering wheel and everything set up in the house.
Well, you know, that's pretty cool because I'll tell you, you know, I've talked to enough drivers that have learned and even NASCAR guys who do this and talk about, and you know, the experience sometimes it really helps when you can translate it to the track, and I'm not ashamed of it anymore. You know, when I first started, because, you know, Terry and I go way back, and as a matter of fact, though, you know, I went to my first race on a press credential with the help of Terry Wall, and I didn't really know, and I still don't know a whole lot about the technical side because I'm not a mechanical person, you know what I mean? But when I, for about 3 years, I used the PlayStation NASCAR game simulator on this, you know, the big screen TV, and that's how I figured out, like, an understanding of, like, how it all works, you know, and what setups are about and what makes it happen. So I found it to be a tremendously rewarding experience, and it helped me understand this whole thing a lot better.
Yeah, the PlayStation games came a long way. The company that produces that, EA Sports, they're right here out of Orlando, and I've been fortunate enough through my Richard Petty connection to be a little hands-on with some of that. And it's pretty cool.
Is that what you do during? You also work over at Richard Petty?
That's my main job, is working over here, the driving experience, making people smile.
Yeah, that's cool. How long have you been doing that?
I've been working for Petty now for about 9 years.
Yeah.
You know the guy, Chad McCombie? You heard the name, Tommy?
Yeah, he's the ARCA driver that just replaced Kyle in the...
Yeah, he won an ARCA race.
Hey, just won, too.
He also was in the movie, Dale.
Yeah.
He played junior, but you know how he got discovered? He was working at Richard Petty Driving School.
Yeah, up there in Carolina.
Yeah, we came up there one year at Orlando. We were doing a promotion for Richard Petty's driving experience, and I think Rick Angies came up, and we came up to do a story, you know, so he did the driving deal, and I wrote the story. It was kind of an interesting thing. An amazing thing to me, Tommy, was there was people there from all over the world.
Oh, yeah, you won't believe it. We get a lot of people from Europe, a lot. We get a ton of people from Europe coming over to drive these race cars.
Yeah, and then they come down, and they come down here to Florida in Speed Weeks during that time of year, and they don't not only go to NASCAR, but they go to they love going to the dirt tracks and the short asphalt tracks as well.
That's hey, tell me, are you planning on running a bunch of more ASA races this year, and are you going to run full time next year?
We plan on running the full schedule this year,
more
or less to just build a notebook for Casey.
Right,
next
right.
year, and I don't have anything lined up for next year as far as that goes. I'm afraid I'll be sitting on the on the pit box. You know,
isn't
a bad thing. I enjoy it, but I'd like to be.
Do you want to drive more next year, or would you rather chief for Casey?
I want to do both. I've really grown attached to the kid. He's come a long way from where we started from.
He certainly has.
He's younger than I was when I started racing. So I'm looking on down the road, and he can be a really good race car driver. We should have won a lot more races. He could have plowed some people over and won some races. But we're trying to teach him that's not what it's about. The bump and run is no good in my book.
I thought he was going to win a couple of weeks ago up at Auburndale Speedway. He was over at Auburndale Speedway. I thought for all the world he was going to win that race.
He should have brake problems on the front of the truck, and we replaced everything but the hard lines. We're going to get to the bottom of that before we go back to the racetrack. They just steadily, through the course of the race, they locked up the front brakes, and, you know, the thing wouldn't go no more.
But he led what, two-thirds, three-quarters of that race, and then in the towards the end of it, he fell back.
He led the whole thing except for the important one, and it was a heartbreaker.
Yeah, it was.
I'm going to bring up a story, a really funny story about your Uncle David. We were running at Orlando, and I was working with B.J. McLeod back when he was 14 years old, right? And that was the day...
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. That was the day when people were soaking tires, right?
Right.
Well, people do that, huh?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. I don't know if they do it now, but anyway, we had some tires on BJ's car, and they just didn't think they were working, right? So they sold them to your Uncle David for a really cheap price, and because your Uncle David always came to the McLeod for tires, because, you know, your uncle, he was on a very limited budget.
Right.
And so he bolted them tires on his car, and he took some practice laps, and he came over to the McLeod. He says, "What in the world did you do? That's the best my car's ever handled in its life."
Oh, yeah.
There you go. So do you have kids, Tommy?
I got a smoking hot wife, and I got a beautiful little girl.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Cool. How old are you, Tommy?
I'm old enough. Let me see. I don't want to word this without.
See, we get into trouble every time we ask somebody their age, Terry. You know that.
You know, this is the thing that kills me about racing nowadays. I mean, if you're over 30, you're in the wheelchair, and I don't even want to say my age. I told the PR guy at ASA,
"You're not older than
my age." Tell him I'm not as old as Mark Martin, and I'm not as young as this kid.
Well, you're not as old as Wayne.
No, I'm not as old as Wayne.
There you go. That's I'm calling him the old man in this deal. You know, I mean.
At some point, just a few years ago, I became a KG veteran, and
yes, that's right.
I don't know. I
wrote those
happened.
Words.
I don't know what happened.
You thought you were a kid, huh?
Yeah.
I'm trying to shake. I'm a young gun. I'm on a diet now. I had to add a couple pounds of lead to the race car, man. I'm I'm a young gun.
Yes.
223, something like that, whatever it takes.
Yeah. So you get a thrill out of working with this with Casey? I mean, he's Casey Caudill is he's still 12, I believe, or did he already turn 13?
It depends on where we're racing.
I see. He's 13 and a half. That's right. See, now we get the age. We get the age thing going the other way, right?
Yeah. It's a hoot. It's a hoot working with Casey.
Yeah.
He's his communication's coming around. That was the biggest struggle when we first started with him.
Right.
You know, he'd come in and if the thing wasn't fast, it was, you know, he just wanted it fixed. He wanted to go fast.
Right.
And he's getting now to where he can give me good feedback, and we're getting the thing better and better and better. We just got to get circumstances to where all the stars to line up so we can win some races.
Yeah, I tell you what, if that boy keeps growing, though, not that he grows about 2 inches a month, I swear. I mean, every time.
I see the same thing. I swear, he's probably grown a foot and a half since I first met him. He almost looks me eye to eye.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's fascinating. You see him, you don't see him for 3 months, and it's like they're a whole different kid, you know?
Yeah.
So when he looks you eye to eye, he gains 2 years, right?
Man.
That's cool.
Yeah. Whatever it takes.
So now,
what do we need to be? That's what we need to know.
Do you, I know that you don't have to do, like, regular pit stops, so... Like when you go to ASA, do you have a crew that you take with you, and are they regular guys or what?
I definitely do. I got some awesome volunteer help. I got a guy that's been with me forever, Joe Salcinski. We went to high school together. Norman Dismuke, who is actually my stepbrother and my spotter, has been with me forever. Preston Mitchell, high school buddy. We used to tear up the dirt roads there in Alturas, and just a bunch of guys that's been around forever and some new ones that's come along the way that just wanted to be a part of it, but volunteer crew, and they're a lot of help.
Yeah.
You got any sponsors you want to mention that is helping you out?
I got, Kelly actually owns American Services, which is a pest control company over in South Daytona, so if you don't know the difference between a flying ant and a termite, you need to give them a call.
Okay.
So there's one of our sponsor books. JW Transmissions, they build automatic transmissions. They've been with me since I started racing the trucks. They're awesome. And then Turnkey Signs, little sign place out of Bartow. They make signs for everything.
Mm-hmm.
They've been with me forever. But we are looking for some serious help because some of this, transmissions and stickers and stuff, they're a big help. They're a small part of the package, but they don't
exactly.
Buy tires. And
well, you know, I yeah. used to do, I was, me and Jack were used to be in that game of finding sponsors.
I'm looking, you know what, I have talked to all kinds of people, marketing people and everything, and they want something. They want money up front, and then they don't deliver. I don't want to go into that game, but.
Talk about that off the air.
Okay.
That is a whole subject, and there is a whole subject to that, but you know, it's right, because even though the ASA Late Model Series is absolutely affordable in terms of the big picture, it still takes some money to go out and race and travel across North Carolina for the Southern Division, to travel around Georgia, North Carolina, Florida, trips out to Alabama, you know, Bristol, I mean Nashville.
Yeah, it's expensive. It costs the money. Even with all the cost saving measures that ASA has put into place, you gotta have some money to go racing, to buy the hotel rooms, to put the fuel in the hauler, to put the tires on the car, and make it all happen.
That's right.
Especially with gas prices now.
With the fan appeal on this series growing steadily, and I think by the time we're at this point next year, I think it'll be at a whole different place. Tommy, I think that we're going to begin to see more and more sponsorship, real good, solid sponsorship, come into the play, and I think it really has to make this thing work.
Yeah, I on the sponsorship thing, I've had some really good sponsors, and I've worked my butt off to get them. Man, it's hard. It's hard beating the bushes, you know, finding those sponsors. I need a good marketing guy. That's what I need, and I'm willing to learn how to do backflips off the door or whatever it takes.
Really?
You know what I mean, to secure it. Yeah, I'll sign up for gymnastics. I'm in.
Well, I was going to say too. You know, when Wayne Jefferson came to us, you know Wayne, and he contacted us not too long ago, and he said, you know, I'm getting, I mean, not that I'm old or anything, but, you know, I'm looking like what I can do when I don't drive anymore. And he says, I want to work with you guys in the media. I want to be one of these guys. You know, I want to do what you guys do. And so he's going to start working with us a little bit. And I think the same thing might be said of Tommy King.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a place for someone that tells it like it is.
Well, Tommy, you know, I've only mellowed in recent years.
Tommy, you want to be a co-host to a NASCAR non-sugar-coated show?
Yeah. When do we start?
A week from Monday.
A week from Monday.
Yep.
NASCAR Fast Talk. That's
Terry's. What it's going to be called, and I'm going to let NASCAR have it.
let's get them, man.
Okay. All right.
Call it like it is.
All right. All right, Tommy King, man, always a treat. And I'll tell you what, we cannot wait till Saturday. This is going to be fun. Get there early because it's going to be a show. Isn't that right, Tommy?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I promise everybody that comes out to watch me and my family and the folks making the trip from Polk County, I'm going to try and qualify up front because, as we know, if you race with the squirrels, you get your nuts cracked.
There you go. And on that note, we'll see you Saturday, June 23rd.
Hey, Tommy.
See ya.
Great talking to you.
Thanks,
all
man.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right.
I told you, man, we got two live ones, Jason Boyd and Tommy King. It don't get no better than that.
I wish I could talk to Tommy King forever.
Yeah, he's a good guy. We'll get back to him, and we'll follow up on some of this stuff. But, you know, Saturday, it all starts at New Smyrna Speedway, the Florida 100. Things get cooking over there about 10 o'clock. If you go to newsmyrnaspeedway.org.
Right.
There's all the schedules, all the information, or you can go right to the front page of Karnak.com, and you can click on either Real Racing USA, Short Track America, those kind of links, or New Smyrna Speedway, or .org. All the information is there, a full schedule, full rundown of everything that's going to happen. Besides the ASA Late Model 100 there, there'll be a 50-lap Florida Mini Stock Challenge race and a Southern Sportsman Series 50-lap race, and those are two very interesting series. Those are not lightweights, trust me. They're full of veteran race car drivers, and those are not your everyday mini stocks, and they're not your everyday sportsmen. So it's going to be one whale of a day.
Yeah, people will go to Karnak.com, KARNAC.com. They will get all their racing information, and there's a nice, beautiful ad for the Florida 100 right on the front page. So
there you go.
Go look through Karnak.com and you'll get your racing fix for sure.
All right. Well, we've gone over our normally allotted 1 hour. We'll have to make arrangements with the ownership to get this all okayed. But
Think they'll charge us more money?
They might. So, but you know, with the help of our sponsors, hey, we're just trying to get the word out, man.
All right.
So four. Five-Star Racing Bodies,
mm-hmm,
and Evergreen Development Construction,
right,
and the ASA Late Model Series. I'm Jack Smith and Terry Wall. What do you say?
Well, we'll be seeing you next week.
There you go. ASA Fast Lane. See ya.